tonight, 1 Kings chapter number 17. Desire your prayers that the Lord would help us and strengthen us. We need a touch spiritually most of all, but also physically. Our voices, throat's a little bothered today, seasonal things going on. I'm sure that's what it is, but I'm glad the Lord knows what we need, and we need His help tonight. I had thought on some other scripture throughout the week and really thought that that's where we would preach tonight, and then got home today and sitting there resting a little, trying to get our mind prepared for the service tonight, and the Lord spoke to my heart, very simple thought, out of this very familiar passage of Scripture. And I've preached from this chapter countless times. I don't know how many. And it's been went over in the Sunday school hour in the last few weeks. And been said about that Elijah and Elisha are wonderful characters in the Word of God. And I know Brother Tim's mentioned that some of his favorites, and they are of mine as well. And there's great encouragement and wonderful things to be had in the lives of these two men of God. And this scripture that we'll read into your hearing is probably some of the most familiar scripture concerning Elijah that there is. But I really feel like this is where the Lord would have us to be, and very simply what He's put on our heart. And probably won't keep you very long tonight, just whatever the Lord wants and sees fit. But we do desire your prayers that the Lord would help us. And I want to be a help to you. And that's my heart's desire. And the only way I can help you is if He helps me. 1 Kings chapter number 17, when you found your place, if you'll stand again together out of reverence and honor to the reading, the Word of God. We'll try to read a few verses here if the Lord will help us and give you what's on our heart. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, "As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word." And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Get thee hence and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there." So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Kereth, that is before Jordan. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. When he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." She said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. Behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and for my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not, go and do as thou sayest. But make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. She went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Thank you for standing. You can be seated. We read these very familiar verses about this man, this prophet of God by the name of Elijah, and his experience at the brook, and then his experience at the widow's house. Now, the widow is going to find out what God can do with a handful of meal and a little oil. Someone once said it was a little oil and a little meal and a big God. And I'm glad for that. And we often focus on what the widow found out in this scripture. We think that she's the only one. We tend sometimes to make Elijah out to be some superhuman, which we soon find out after the contest at Carmel, he's not. Amazing to me that God records chapter 19 after chapter 18 and puts him in a cave and wanting to die. Shows us how human he was. That he was not some super spiritual being. He was a man, flesh and blood, like you and me. What a blessing to know. You say, that don't do anything for me. Well, it ought to. To know that we're not the only ones who feel like we're the only ones sometimes. What a blessing. And God didn't just send Elijah. Now, this is what the Lord has spoke to my heart. I'm just going to give it to you tonight. God didn't send Elijah to the widow's house just for the widow. God sent Elijah to the widow's house for Elijah. The widow was going to find out what God could do with a little. But Elijah now has saw God work at the brook miraculously, that these birds of prey, who are by nature selfish beings that seek for them and them alone, God has used them to bring the man of God bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening until the word of God comes to leave the where he was at the brook. A miracle. We underemphasize the miracle at the brook. Many people, and we just kind of have to suppose, I don't know, where they got the food at. One old preacher said that while Ahab was faring well at his house, that the ravens were taking the bread and the flesh from Ahab's table and bringing it to the man of God. Could very well have been, we don't know. It would be just like God to take the good things that the world has to offer, thinking that they're the only ones that are entitled, and take care of God's people. He always has took care of his own. But David said, I have been young and now I'm old, and I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Even in the darkest hours, Job said, he knoweth the way that I take, and when he's tried me, I'll come forth as gold. I'm glad tonight to know that God always takes care of his own.
Yes, he does.
Thank God. But now the brook's dried up, and that's hard for us to understand in those times and experiences in our life when it seems like that everything's running well and we've been obedient to the command of God and we're where we're supposed to be, doing what we're supposed to be, and all of a sudden all of that goodness that's flowing down from God to us suddenly dries up without warning. Then what do we do? Well, he waited on a word from God. Now I'm going to tell you tonight, and I'm trying to get to the widow's house, and I'll get there in a minute. But when the brook dries up in your life, at your brook, just stay there until you get word from God. Many people have made a mistake and a mess of their life leaving the brook too soon. The word of the Lord comes to Elijah. Says, I want you to go to Zarephath. Now, I'm going to preach this the way God put it in my heart. That Elijah, as a man, has got a word before from God. And this is how human beings, how we all are. Elijah, the Bible is very specific to record in the book of James that he was a man subject to like passions as we are, which means he felt like we think, he felt like we felt, he understood like we understand. And so if I think that way, if I see things sometimes the way I see them, Elijah felt the same. Now here's a man who has got a word from God before. It's always easy to obey when you've got a word before and it's worked out for you. And so Elijah said, well, the word came before and I went to the brook and God did what he said he'd do. He gave me the bread, he gave me the flesh, he gave me the water. So I'm going to go to Zarephath and it'll be exactly like it was at the brook. And he goes. Now we read this scripture sometimes, and I'm just preaching hats on my heart. I'm kind of reading between the lines, but I feel impressed of the Holy Ghost that it's okay to do so. He goes down to Zarephath, probably with his head, not in arrogance, I'm not saying that, but he's feeling good about the situation because God's already proven himself, and it's easy to believe God when he's already proven himself. And we think everything is just going to be smooth sailing because of what God's already done. And he goes through the gate of the city and there's the widow. Something in his heart from the Lord said, that's the one. He says, ma'am, could I get something to drink? And she just turns. See, God told Elijah he had already been working on both ends. He said, I've already commanded her to take care of you. And so Elijah says, ma'am, I believe the Lord spoke to you. I'm the prophet. Could I have something to drink? And she turns to go and he thinks, working pretty good so far. Must be going to work out just like God said. And he said, hey, ma'am, while you're going, I'd like to have a morsel of bread, something to eat. And instead of just carrying on saying, yes, sir, she turns around and says, well, I'd love to take care of you. And I'll get you all the water you want. But she said, all I've got is a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And she said, you see these two sticks right here? I'm going to build a fire big enough with these two to cook what little I got. I got a little boy back at home and he's about to starve to death and so am I. I know God said for me to take care of you, but I wish you'd have come a month or two sooner when I could have, but I can't do it right now. Now you and I don't know. I'm just going to preach now for just a minute. You and I don't know how much time lapsed between verse 12 and verse 13. Elijah does not say the Lord said as past tense. You understand? Elijah didn't get this word from God before he ever got there. Elijah's getting the word as the situation's happening. And so if that's the case, don't you think the heart of Elijah dropped when she said, I don't have it to give? So what's Elijah going to get out of all this? I'm going to tell you, this is what God spoke to my heart. Elijah's going to find out the same God at the brook is God in the barrel. And I'm going to tell you tonight, the same God that was in your brook yesterday, just because the situation's changed, just because things ain't adding up, just because it don't look like or operate like you think it ought to, the same God that was God at the brook is God in the barrel. It don't matter where we are. The Bible said he was commanded to go to Zarephath. And the word Zarephath means refinery. It's a place of trial. It's a place of heat. It's a place of a test. And sometimes in our life, we get put to the test. But you'll find out that the same God that was God at the brook is God in the barrel.
That's right. Yes, bless his holy.
See, it wasn't all for the widow. Thank God for what he did for the widow. But thank God for what he did for the man of God. That the word came and Elijah said, hey, I was down there by the brook a minute ago. And it was a running and God fed me miraculously. And if God can do it then, he can do it again. And he said, just go do what you said and make me a cake. And then go back and prove God and let you see that God can do for you what he's done for me. So I don't know where you are in your life. I just know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is what God said for me to preach, and I'm about done. I mean, it's about all I got. But it's good in my heart, and I hope it's good in yours. If it's a feeling in you like it's feeling in me, I'm glad to have been in the house of God on Wednesday night to know that regardless of how bad it gets, I don't know if time lasts, what's going to happen in November. But there's something down in me that says don't worry about it. The God at the brook's God in the barrel. If the situation changes, it's okay. He's still God. A sickness may come tomorrow out of my house. A death may knock on my door. But you know what? It's all right. The same God that was God at the brook is God in the barrel.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, amen. Bless his holy name.
Same one that could command the ravens to pick up the food. I really think we do that miracle of disservice. He commanded the ravens to get the food, commanded the ravens not to eat the food, commanded the ravens not to make a mess of the food, and commanded the ravens where to go and when to open their mouth and who to give it to. A God that can do all that, don't you think he can take care of a little bit of meal in a barrel and a little bit of oil in a cruise? If he's in control of all that, why do we think that he's got any problem dealing with our situation? I preached to them little kids at school today. Some of them may not have understood it, but it's feeling good in my heart and it resonates again tonight. I was preaching to them over there in Matthew chapter 6 where Jesus was preaching and he said, why are you taking thought for what you're going to eat? He said, consider the fowls of the air that they sow not, neither do they reap, neither gather into barns. And we miss a big word. It's just three letters long, but it's a big one in the Word of God. And Jesus said, though they don't do that yet, your heavenly Father feedeth them. If he's going to feed the birds, don't you think he'll feed me and you? He said, why take you thought for your raiment? What you shall wear, what you shall put on. Consider the lilies of the field, that they toil not, neither do they spin. And here's that word again. Yet your heavenly Father clothes them. Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The greatest king Israel ever knew that had the most prosperity. And the Lord said that God will clothe the lily better than Solomon. And if he'll do that for the flower that today is and tomorrow's gone, why won't he do it for me and you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad to know he will. He said, take therefore no thought. What you shall eat, what you shall drink, or wherewithal you shall be clothed. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You say, what was Elijah doing? Well, in New Testament language, he was seeking first the kingdom of God. He was just trusting God. Though the situation didn't look as good as it did coming down the road, though the words from the widow were not the words he wanted to hear, I'm glad for a word from heaven that says, fear not. I don't know about you, but there have been some nights I needed to hear, don't be afraid. I needed to hear, fear not. But I'm glad God that did it at the book can do it at the bowl. Wherever we are, same God at the brook was God in the barrel. Same God in the barrel was God on the mountain. The same God on the mountain was God at Jordan. The same God at Jordan was God for Elisha. The same God for Elisha was God for Gideon. The same one for Gideon was God for John. And the same God for John was God for Paul. And the same God for Paul is God for me and you. If he can shake the bars of the prison open at midnight and set the man of God free, don't you think he can shake your prison bars and set you free too? I don't know if it's a working in you, but it's a working in me. And I know that the same God that did all that He's done before, that's the brook. We're living in the barrel. But the same God from the brook is God today in the barrel. You say, but my situation's impossible and I don't know which way to turn and I don't know which way to go. I got good news for you. The same God that down by the Red Sea, when there was nowhere to turn and there was no way to go, made a way out of no way, parted the Red Sea, and not only did He part it, He dried up the ground and they crossed on dry ground. I'm telling you tonight, your situation is no bigger than the sea, and if God's a master of it, He's the master of your problem.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I know there's folks in here tonight. I don't know all about your problems, and I don't have to, and I don't mean that arrogantly, and I don't mean that cruel. I want to know if you want me to know, but it don't matter whether I know or not. But God already knows, and He's done it before, and He can do it again. He's done things way harder than what you and I'm not belittling what you're going through. I'm just trying to get you some encouragement tonight from heaven to know that if God can do all that God's done before, He can do it again. The same God that we bowed around the altar here tonight and prayed to is the same God when there was nothing, stepped out on nothing. And the old black preacher said, stepped out on nothing, took hold of nothing, made something out of nothing, hung the something on nothing and told it to stay there. And it's always been. And the same God that can step out on nothing can step out on the sea of your nothing. And when you feel like it's all darkness and you're going under, let me tell you about a God that can bring the light out of the dark. Let me tell you about a God that can bring joy out of sorrow and life out of death. I'm telling you, He can tonight. And I feel like old David when I think about the God that I'm preaching about tonight. I think, oh Lord, what is man that Thou art mindful of him? Lord, who am I? The old writer of the old song got it right. Who am I that a king would bleed and die for? Who am I that God would care about me? I'm a beggar and He's a king. But I sure am glad tonight to know that whatever my trouble, whatever my situation, whatever my need, I've got a God that can. And not just that He can, He will tonight.
Hallelujah.
The same God that is God by the brook. When everything's running well. When the foods are coming in hand over fist. And we're not missing a meal. And I'm not necessarily talking about physically or financially. That may be your need tonight. And I'm not belittling that. But when we're eating hand over fist spiritually and things are going good and the brook's bubbling, when the brook dries up and the barrel gets to the bottom, the same God that did it then can do it again. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. I don't know how long time's gonna last, and it don't really matter. But I'll tell you this. There's something working way down farther than my intellect can go, way, way down deep in here. That my God's telling me tonight that I don't have to worry about my daughters. That whatever worked for me and did in my day, if time lasts, it'll work for them. And some of you got grandbabies that need to be born again. The same God that saved you and grace that did it for you will be the same God, the same grace that'll do it for them. No matter how dark it may get, no matter how bleak it may seem, it don't change the fact that He's still God. He's still God. They sung the song, "You're still God, when my eyes have cried a million tears. You're still God when my last hope has disappeared. Yeah. You're still God, and I know You'll make a way somehow. Boy. You're still God, and You're holding me right now." I'm not holding Him. The old rider, I'm just trying to follow the Lord, and I'm done. I'm trying to land. Oh, the old rider said, "I ain't holding on to Jesus. He's holding on to me." I'm glad it's not up to me to hold on to Him. It's not up to me to try to make it. He's hanging on to me. And He said, "My Father is greater than all, and no man's able to put them out of my Father's hand." Safe, secure. There's about a million songs running in my heart tonight. Safe, secure, you can rest assured that the blood's still there. You say, "I ain't got nothing to do with what you're preaching." Oh, it does. I don't know that we're safe. I don't know that we're safe from harm. Us, nothing can touch us that doesn't come by Him. I'm glad tonight to know that He's God tonight, ain't you? I don't know what your need is, but I know that there's somebody, if not multiple somebodies, that you have found yourself at the barrel, and it ain't going as smooth as you thought it would. Oh, God has proven Himself before, and He will prove Himself again, but maybe them words ain't come to you yet. Fear not, but I'm telling you, they've come tonight. And I know I ain't nothing. I'm the least of the least and the lowest of the low. And there's far better preachers than I. But for some reason or another, the God of heaven saw fit to lay His hand on me and give me a word from heaven. And my word's this: fear not, He's God at the brook and He's God at the bell. And if you need to talk to the God of the barrel, this altar's open. I'm done tonight. And I feel sincerely satisfied and assured in my heart that somebody's at the barrel. And you need to talk to the God of the brook and let you know that the same God that was God at your brook is now God at your bell. And you need to come. Don't go away. Come to the altar tonight and talk to Him and get what you need from heaven. Won't you come right now as we stand all over the house? I'm done. Thank the good Holy Ghost for His help tonight. Won't you come and talk to God? It don't matter what your situation is. It don't matter whether we think it's big or not. If it's big to you, it's big to God. It don't matter if anybody else knows about it. If you know about it, God knows about it. If you've got to the barrel and feel like it's over and feel like the darkness is settling in, why don't you come talk to the God of the brook and find out that He's God in the barrel. Won't you come tonight? Right quickly before we pray. Surely there's somebody, I don't know, that's between you and God. It'll make no difference to me. But I'll tell you what, if you need help, I want you to get in on it. Because God's wanting to give it to you. It don't matter what the problem is. It don't matter how big it is, how little it is. It's not by our estimation. But God has come by tonight to tell you to fear not. He'll take care of it. Be not afraid. It's only the Master. And He'll help you tonight. Some have come. I believe others need to, but that's between you and the Holy Ghost. But I sure wouldn't leave this place if I needed help tonight without getting it. Because I'm going to tell you what, He's here. And He ain't just here, He's near. And He's wanting to help you. And whatever your problem, whatever your struggle, whatever you don't understand, He's here to help you tonight.
Yes, yes.
Won't you come get the help you need? If you can pray tonight, why don't we gather in around these that have come? You may not have the problem tonight, but there'll be a day you will, and there's been a day you have. And we ought to pray tonight like it's our problem. And pray tonight like it's our need and our trouble. Won't you come tonight?